Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. During World War II, the Army had a chaplain who was named Captain Edwin J. Kozak. And it was during both the Sicilian and Italian invasions that he received a Bronze Star for his service. That was back in 1943. Now, to really appreciate why his service is such an example to us, we have to open up the verses of today's gospel reading. And we have to really understand the context and the application of each section to not only his life, but to ours as well. And so we start in verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way off from land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. See, he was there alone. No one around to distract Jesus from his time of prayer. And there was no one to beg him for healing, to ask him for teaching, nothing. He was in conversation with his Father, the one who he always turned to, the one who he always relied on for his strength. And it didn't matter the situation. A peaceful night like the one he was experiencing, or a night of great stress like the one that he would experience upon his arrest. Now, there may not have been people around, but Jesus knew he was not truly alone. Do you ever wonder if Edwin felt alone? You see, he wasn't just any chaplain. His nickname was the Baltimore Parachute Chaplain. And that's because he would jump into enemy territory alongside the soldiers of the 82nd Airborne Division. And under the cover of darkness, they would quickly exit the back of that military plane and descend to the ground. Now, everyone around Edwin, his peers and his enemies, were armed. But he was not. And it would seem that he would turn to his fellow soldiers for strength and for survival. But based on the written accounts of his life, it's clear that he relied far less on them and far more on Christ the Lord. And it seems that he never felt like he was experiencing anything like being truly alone. The medal that he won, he earned, because in the face of danger, he would voluntarily assist medical staff to treat the wounded, to evacuate the injured, and he would do all of this in disregard for his own safety. It mattered not what the situation was in his life. He held firm in the confidence that Jesus was always with him, always by his side, and that he was never truly alone. We continue in verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them. He said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." See, in the blink of an eye, the disciples go from being comfortable to panic. The security of their life at that moment is shaken. The boat they're in, and the skills that they possess, and the friends that they have so recently relied on seem not to be enough to address this challenge. The cocoon that they have constructed no longer seems to be enough to protect them from harm. How often do we do the same thing? You see, we build into our own lives security with money that we place into savings and into retirement accounts. Money we pay for insurance to protect our health and our possessions. And we seek friendship from those whom we can find in them strength and confidence, encouragement and support. Now hear me, these are not bad at all by themselves. It's no different than the boat the disciples found themselves in. They were right to trust in its structure. They were right to trust in their own skills. And they were right to trust in the abilities of those in the boat with them. But they were not to do so to the exclusion of trusting in God. Now, we don't know if they replaced their trust in Him with these worldly things. But we can inspect our own lives and answer that for ourselves. We continue in verse 28. And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. There was safety and security in that army aircraft. It flew too high to be susceptible to ground fire. And it was rarely discovered by enemy aircraft. Captain Kozak, he could have stayed on that plane. He could have joined the pilots as they landed back at their base. He didn't have to go to the front lines with the troops. But he heard the voice of Jesus calling him to come. To come and to serve. And he answered that voice, and he followed, and he jumped. And behind enemy lines, he continued to answer Christ's call to come. And he continued to place his trust in the one who gave him strength, and the one whom he sought protection. Now back in the boat, things were playing out just a bit differently. The disciples knew Jesus, and they trusted in Him. But they fully didn't appreciate who He was. They believed He was God. They had to see Him suffer and die on the cross. They had yet to experience Him alive again in 3 days. And as a storm raged all around them, they continued to test their own understanding. They continued to test their trust in Him. "Lord, if it is you, command me, come." and walk to you on the water. See, Peter said, I want to believe that it is you, that you are here with me in the midst of the storm, but I just need some proof. Verse 30. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, O you of little faith, why do you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, Truly, you are the Son of God. Now, before we place any judgment on Peter's faith, just remember that he actually did get out of the boat. From where he stood, it seemed far safer to stay put. The boat, the other fishermen, everything seemed to provide more security and more safety than what Jesus was offering. Look around. The boat was dry. It was riding atop the waves just fine. But Christ was in the middle of that storm. He was in the exact place that Peter did not want to be. Now, Christ could have calmed the sea before calling Peter to come. But he didn't. He invited him to come while the storm was still raging. It was only after they returned into the boat that the storm ceased. How far from the boat do you think Captain Kozak traveled? Although he was surrounded by men willing to protect him, he still traveled into the midst of that storm to do the work that God had called him to do. You see, every single day, he would stand in the open fields on the front lines and hold service for the soldiers. Every single day, he would bring them a time of peace. And just like on that mountaintop, he would give them an opportunity in conversation with God. And in the midst of their storm, he would call out to God to calm the winds, if only for a few short moments. You see, every day, he would exit his boat and he would place his trust in God. So the question that I have today for us is this. How far out of the boat have you traveled? How far are you willing to go? See, the storms are raging. Just watch the news. Just talk to your neighbors. The waves are large, but our boats seem to be riding out the storm well enough. You wear a mask, or you don't wear a mask. You distance yourself or you don't distance yourself. You stay secluded or you go out. But are you answering Jesus' call to come to Him? To get out of your boat? Are you being Jesus to someone else? Are you abandoning the comfort of your own boat to calm the winds for others? Maybe another way to ask it. Are you bringing peace like Kozak did every morning in the field? See, Christ says, get out of the boat and follow Him. Get out of the boat and serve the needs of others. He's calling you this morning. Come. How will you respond? Let us pray. Lord, it is because of Your grace and mercy that our worldly provisions are many. The treasures we have, the boats that we use to ride out these storms have come from You, and we are so thankful for them. So this morning we ask that the Holy Spirit continue to work in our hearts and continue to build faith so that we too can leave our boats and follow You wherever You lead. In Your name we pray. Amen.